All right, everybody, this is getting weirder and weirder. Not even 8 hours after Lindsey Graham was pronounced dead via his own social media accounts, South Carolina politician Nancy Mace made a very opportunistic and rather cynical move to try to take Lindsey Graham's Senate seat by flooding the airwaves and pitching the idea on Fox News, talking about it on Twitter in a very weird manner. Literally, a few hours after Lindsey Graham's death was announced, Nancy Mace, a Republican politician in the same state that Lindsey Graham is in, South Carolina, and who lost her seat as a representative because Trump endorsed against her, and then lost the governor's race because Trump endorsed against her in the primary, she is now trying to make another run, trying to take another swing at it, this time immediately, in a very opportunistic manner, openly talking about how she wants to run for the Senate seat. She even went so far as posting, quote, "Just when I thought I was out, they pull me back in." And of course, it's the famous scene from The Godfather 3 with Michael Corleone.
"Just when I thought I was out, they pull me back in."
Very famous scene, of course. She's saying that she might re-enter South Carolina politics again, launch another campaign, and this is a mess for the Republican Party. It's also incredibly weird because, you know, I did some research about this. Lindsey Graham is the seventh person to have held South Carolina's Class 2 Senate seat that died in office. Out of the 32 people to hold Lindsey Graham's Senate seat in particular, seven of them have died. You know, this guy right here with the missing eye, I'm sure some of you know him. It's Benjamin Pitchfork Ben Tillman, a politician who is a complete white supremacist who died in office and who held Lindsey Graham's seat at one point. Benjamin Tillman was a politician who was a United States Senator in South Carolina. He was a white supremacist who opposed civil rights for black Americans. The point is, the Senate seat is kind of cursed, and this is Nancy Mace this morning, trying to vie for the Senate seat. This was her hopping on Fox News only hours after his death.
"Longer term, he was on the ballot this fall. You ran for governor. Are you considering running for his seat eventually?"
"I would say right now, you know, my focus is on South Carolina. I think we're all still just sitting here stunned and shocked that this has happened, and we're mourning his loss. I'm never going to shut the door. I love the state of South Carolina. You only live once. And, you know, if the people of South Carolina would like me to serve in that capacity, I'll certainly take a look at it. But right now, I just want to focus on him and his legacy, what he did for the state."
She's trying to wrap this yearn to run in all of this language, but dog, this is the same woman who posted, "Just when I thought I was out, they pull me back in." Listen, I'm not somebody that will like make fun of people's deaths. I try to be respectful on the show. I'm not going to be inappropriate and like dance on people's graves. But this right here is really teetering the line. In my opinion, this is more cynical and opportunistic and devilish and vile than anything I've seen any liberal or left-leaning person say online. You know, I had a viral post earlier because Anna Kasparian said, "Good riddance." And then someone named MAGA Barbie said, "This is such a bizarre way to react to someone dying. I'll never understand it." So then I had to quote tweet MAGA Barbie and I said, "Oh," and it was Donald Trump saying, "Robert Mueller just died. Good. I'm glad he's dead. He can no longer hurt innocent people. President Donald J. Trump." It got like 2.9 million views because it was just, it's a total opening that she left there. How are you going to have your name as MAGA Barbie and then try to take the moral high ground regarding people's reactions to death? I mean, Donald Trump did a bunch of interviews this morning with CNN, with Meet the Press, about Lindsey Graham, and he kept making it about himself. We're going to break down all of this. We're going to walk through all of this and walk through the video from GW, which is George Washington University in Washington, D.C., just moments after Senator Lindsey Graham arrived and just moments before he passed away. Over the past 12 hours or so since this death has been announced, Trump has done a bunch of interviews about it. Benjamin Netanyahu did a bunch of interviews about it. I don't know who's making that decision, but Keith Edwards, friend of the show, says on Twitter, "I want to know how the woman who called 911 for Lindsey Graham knew Lindsey was having a cardiac event. She was 40 miles away in Baltimore. Was someone in the house with Lindsey? How did she know? Who is she?" Now, these are questions that need to be answered and that the public needs to know. It could have been a staffer that was on the phone with Lindsey Graham. It could have been a family member that he had texted. There are rational explanations, but at the time of recording this video, we don't have any information beyond this video video from Andrew Layden at George Washington University. So again, if you guys appreciate these videos and you appreciate us bringing the truth at a time when the establishment is lying, make sure you drop a like. Make sure you're subscribed to the Adam Mockler feed below. Something I found kind of disturbing is the way that a lot of these mainstream media anchors reacted to this death. I'm someone who is rather empathetic, as I know many of you are. Even in moments like this, I try to, you know, have empathy for maybe the people close to Lindsey Graham. I do understand that if you're close to Lindsey Graham, this could be harsh. But you have Kristen Welker from Meet the Press, who made this post right here. I get that she knew Lindsey Graham, but she said, Senator Lindsey Graham was scheduled to appear on Meet the Press this morning. It would have been his 64th appearance on this broadcast. We are sending our deepest condolences to his family and colleagues. President Donald Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will join us this morning to reflect on his life and his legacy. I like how they were like, you know, it's not enough to have Trump on. Let's also throw Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, while also mentioning that we've had Lindsey Graham on the show 64 separate times. Now, Kristen Welker is somebody who does hold people to account. She's really good at that. So I hope she continues to push in that direction. But I think right here, it shows the big problem with legacy media. They're very, very concerned with making sure that these people in power who are warmongers, they start repeated wars, screw over the American people for decades and decades. But to them, it's just kind of friendly. It's just somebody who they interview over and over, and why don't we bring on Netanyahu to even talk about it further? So again, an even stronger argument to subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed below. Mockler Media was one of the top 5 fastest growing political YouTube channels in Q2 and Q1 of 2026. You can help us keep that growth going. We are going to keep on pushing the truth. And let's jump into Donald Trump hopping on CNN with Jake Tapper, because this also gets a little bit weird. Let's start off with this clip here.
Yeah, obviously was very supportive of the strikes against Iran. The U.S. and Iran have been engaging back and forth in strikes over the last few days and overnight. Are we back at war? And who controls the Strait of Hormuz?
Well, I don't want to, out of respect for Lindsay, I'm not talking about that. We hit him very hard last night, so I don't want to talk about it. But I will say we hit him very hard last night. We had a deal with them yesterday. They were giving up everything. And then all of a sudden, 2 hours after that, they hit a ship with a drone. And I said, these people, there's something wrong with them. But I'm talking about a man who had nothing wrong with him, and that's Lindsey Graham.
Yeah. Bro, what a weird ranting answer. He then tries to shoot down Jake Tapper's next question. Honestly, Lindsey Graham achieved his life's goal before he died, starting a United States war with Iran that we can barely get out of. That's what we're in right now.
Iran has declared the Strait of Hormuz closed. Is that true, Mr. President?
It's open as far as we're concerned. Don't talk about it. Talk about the reason that you asked me to speak.
Okay. Damn.
We appreciate your time, sir. Before I let you go, is there any other final word that you want the American people to know about Lindsey Graham? What was it about?
No, I think his finest moment was his defense of Brett Kavanaugh, who's a terrific guy, and was treated very, very unfairly by the Democrats, very unfair. I've never seen anything like it. Maybe the worst I've ever seen anyone treated. That includes me. Well, maybe not me, but it includes just about everybody.
Bro, is he just ranting about himself and how unfairly he's treated? You're supposed to be talking about Lindsey Graham. He just snapped at Jake Tapper because Jake Tapper asked a separate side question.
He was treated so unfairly, and Lindsey, as you remember, had that moment, and you know, I'll tell you, Jake, I think it was the top 10, maybe a top 5 moment in the history of the Senate. It was an incredible display. And he did it from the heart. He felt strongly about Brett, and he did it from the heart. And it turned that whole thing around. He was really amazing. That was one they should replay.
Well, I know you don't want to talk about any other issues out of respect for Lindsey Graham, but we would love to have you back sometime because I do have a lot of other questions for you, sir. Sure.
Notice how weird it gets right here. Donald Trump says something about needing to straighten out CNN. He's referring to the impending Ellison takeover of the network. The Ellison father and son are consolidating a bunch of media, including TikTok, CBS, CNN. All of these different networks are being, you know, adopted under this umbrella, and it's kind of odd.
Sure, we'll do that. We'll do that.
Thank you for calling in.
We're trying to have CNN go in a normal path. And we'll do that.
Well, I'm on a normal path right here, sir, and I appreciate your time.
Good.
And thank you for calling in.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thanks so much. We'll be right back.
I like Jake Tapper, but it's just kind of a groveling response. You're going to say, I'm on the right path, right, sir? And it was seconds after Trump directly mentioned that he's going to change the way CNN works. What do you mean the president said, we're going to try to get it back on the right path? Dog, I don't want to grow up in an America where news networks are constantly being controlled by the president, plucked out one by one, and the reporters on the networks are just like, hey, we still want to be on good terms. It's hard to describe. I like Kristen Welker, and I like Jake Tapper. It's not even against them personally, but the current structures of the mainstream media are just so distorted and so broken that this type of stuff ends up happening. Let's check out the Meet the Press interview Kristen Welker had with Trump. This clip has 1.2 million views in just a few hours because Trump basically begins to panic about the Save America Act. Lindsey Graham was supposed to be one of the final votes on that. Lindsey Graham was supposed to help Trump pass some landmark legislation, and now they are down a senator. At the same time, Senator Mitch McConnell has been missing in Kentucky for about 25 days. I think that a lot of us probably had this moment last night when I woke up in the middle of the night and I read the news. I rubbed my eyes because I thought it meant to say Mitch McConnell. I thought it was some sort of typo, and I was like, no, they mean Mitch McConnell, right? Like, it's just Lindsey Graham announcing this. And then I reread it again, and, you know, it's like 3 a.m., and I realized all of a sudden, oh, my God, this is Lindsey Graham passing away. I saw someone say it's like the appetizer when they're just waiting for the main course. It's kind of fucked up, but it's kind of funny as well.
He was, Mr. President, and I know that we are all just absorbing this news. We are all in shock. Can you tell us, Mr. President, how you received this news and your immediate gut reaction when you heard it?
So what makes it even stranger is that I got a call last night sometime at, you know, the early evening, maybe in the sevens, and he called and he said, we're all set for the Save America Act. He was pushing the Save America Act like crazy. He got back, said he just landed from Ukraine. I said, that's a long trip to make. He said, he sounded a little tired, but perfect, but a little bit tired. I had a right to be. And he was a worker. He was really a worker, but he sounded great, actually. But he actually said he was tired, but he wanted to pass the Save America Act. And I said, well, we're going to get it done, Lindsey. We're going to get it done. I'll see you like soon. We thought maybe we might even meet today. And then that was it. And that was, you know, very around the time. It couldn't have been much longer. I don't, it could have been his last call. I don't know exactly. But I got a message about 1 o'clock in the morning from one of the people at his office that he had passed away. I said, you got it. I just can't believe it. He was like a member of the family to me. It's very tough, actually. It's amazing.
Mr. President.
So Donald Trump brings up the Save America Act. He recalls the story, and then he tries to use Lindsey Graham's death to push forward the Save America Act. I mean, I want to show you the clip of Benjamin Netanyahu being asked by Fox News, if you had one word to remember your friend Lindsey Graham, what would it be? Like, what are we doing here? I do not want to make fun of somebody that died. I'm not going to. I refuse to. But what are we doing here? Benjamin Netanyahu, Donald Trump talking about the Iran war. Netanyahu says this.
Appreciate you joining us.
Yes, Prime Minister, thank you for joining us. And actually, if I could just one last quick 10-second question. If you had one word to remember your friend Lindsey Graham, what would it be?
Patriot. Big, big American patriot.
All right.
Thank you very much.
American patriot? I don't know. I like how Netanyahu had to circle back and then clarify he meant American patriot because Lindsey Graham was likely more of a patriot to Israel during the last few years than the United States. I made a video yesterday announcing his death in the middle of the night, and I played a lot of the clips, you know, his own words. I didn't really give much commentary. I just played his own words on taking over Cuba, on taking over Iran, on starting wars with different countries. It is absolutely fair to say that former Senator Lindsey Graham was a unique warmonger in the Senate. I mean, he supported Ukraine, which that is a bright side, but he allowed Donald Trump to pull us away from Ukraine support while Lindsey Graham kept pushing for war with other countries. And it's not unfair to point these things out. I mean, right now we have Nancy Mace literally trying to go for the Senate seat. A rather cursed Senate seat, where again, 7 out of the 32 people to have held that seat had died in office. Someone said, have we considered Lindsey Graham's Senate seat is just cursed overall? Nancy Mace is now going for this seat, and I think we're going to keep covering the legacy of people like Mitch McConnell, number one, in Kentucky, and Lindsey Graham in South Carolina. We're not going to sit here and disparage them. We're not going to be inappropriate. You guys can say whatever you want in the comments. I'm going to report the facts of what they did and the facts of what's happening. And right now, there are going to be some special elections that likely need to be called. I love you all. I will see you all in the next video. Make sure you support this one below if you support independent media. Peace out.